She did this.
Scrape my nose.
Go. Check, check, check. Can you hear me?
Check, check, check.
Tuesday. Check, 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 Tuesday.
People would know the name of the podcast that they're on.
Stand Firm Parents.
Oh.
Stand Firm Parents.
We're parents.
Stand Firm for us, parents.
Yeah, parents.
Be good parents, parents. Stand Firm.
Our children are leaving the faith in droves.
As a result.
Oh, I got a pause here.
We're going live right now.
How can we raise our kids to stand firm, have a faith that lasts, and navigate such a time as this?
We are reporting that our nation's capital has just been...
To turn a nation, you have to take the next generation.
Today in the news, COVID-19 numbers.
I'm Jake McCandless, and this is my podcast, Stand Firm Parents. We're working together to help our children have a faith that lasts.
And now, here's Jake McCandless.
All right, here I am with my two favorite guests of all time. I'm sure that's going to be the case, who are doing this solely for the compensation of pineapple whips when we get done in their pick of lunch. So here we go. We're going to start this off just like we do our Discovery Bible studies in our homes there in the neighborhood and network churches we have in Northwest Arkansas. So we're going to start with you. Your name, the answer to the icebreaker question. I said you. I know your name, but I said you because I didn't want to give your name away. So name and the answer to macaroni and cheese or spaghetti.
My name's Addison and spaghetti.
My name's Andrea and mac and cheese.
I guess I need to go. My name's Jake. Kind of neither. I'm not a pasta guy, but I guess spaghetti if I have to. Okay, let's step up the question here. So, Andrea, Addie, start with Andrea. Just how cool is your dad?
6.5.
Out of what?
10.
Okay. That's pretty terrible.
Better than 100.
It's better than 100? Oh, better than being out of 100? Okay, okay. So, Addie, what's your rating? Radio silence. Sorry. Oh, come on. Give me a score. Cool score. Ooh, I got an 8.
Is this out of, like, the whole world?
I don't know. I thought the question would be easier than that. I thought you'd say, oh, yeah, Dad's the coolest. Y'all would do that if I was asking about Mom. Okay, so it's been a year now, but we, all four of us, had the chance to go to Israel. It was incredible. So we're talking about Israel and how important it is. I would love to talk about some of the places we visited. So, Andrew, you start us off, but Addie, you jump in any point, okay? You can go back and forth. What are some places that we saw while in Israel?
We went to the city of David.
Okay.
And Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee, and Yavashin, which is the Holocaust Museum they have there.
Way to go. Addie, you remember some?
We went to the Bedouin tents and rode camels.
I knew you were going to go with the camel one. I figured you'd go with, like, the ice cream stops, because every place had ice cream that we stopped at.
Oh, that too.
And coffee.
And coffee, that's right.
It had ones that were, like, blended, which were more like ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's necessarily authentic. I think that's just the tourist thing.
And the cats.
The cats? What do you mean cats?
So Israel had a mouse problem, so then they got a bunch of cats and let them free. But that fixed the mouse problem, but now they have a cat
bar. That's right. So we're on the Temple Mount. Do you remember, like, how many cats that we saw?
At least 15.
15? I know when I went back in February, I took pictures of the cats when I was up there and sent y'all a collage, and I think it was like 9 that I sent you, Addie, cats that I saw when I was there. Okay, so hit some places. So we said City of David, which is the old Jerusalem, like from David's time. You said Capernaum, which was, we saw Peter's house there, see Galilee, the Bedouin tents, the camels, and I cut you off, didn't I?
And we went to the Dead Sea.
Oh, yeah. That was your favorite place, wasn't it? No. Not so much. It's not as magical. It's magical for a few moments, and then it changes, doesn't it? Okay, so Dead Sea. What's something else?
Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel, that's right. It has nothing to do with Carmel, does it?
Well, the colors.
Okay. So what's up in Mount Carmel? What do you remember about that?
You said about the end of what happened there?
Yeah, I totally warped my children. So we looked over the edge of Mount Carmel, and it was Armageddon. Okay, probably what Bible story did Mom tell you on Mount Carmel?
About the altars?
Yeah, Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Yeah, okay. Y'all remember anything else? Any other places? That's a bunch.
We went to see where the Dead Sea Scrolls were.
Oh, yeah, Qumran, yes. And what was next to it?
Masada.
Yeah, Masada, yeah, there you go. All right.
Magdala?
Oh, yeah, that was one of your favorites, wasn't it? That was my favorite, and I didn't even... So Magdala is where Mary Magdalene is from. That's where her last
Shiloh.
Name comes from. Shiloh, that's right. Shiloh. You may remember anything about Shiloh?
They did say something about the Ark of the Covenant there.
Oh, it was the red heifers.
That's right. They're keeping the red heifers there. It's talking about today. That's right. And it was the place of the tabernacle was, the Ark of the Covenant, Samuel, Eli. Oh, you remembered something on the way to the studio this morning that at Shiloh. Remember about the harp?
Oh, yeah. Out there, they have a thing where you can hold up the harp and it plays itself.
Yeah, we had worship. That was pretty incredible. All right. We've named a bunch. Are we missing some?
Jordan River.
No, we did not say the Jordan River.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan River? Yeah.
And the vineyard.
The vineyard. All right. Oh, yeah. Well, so that makes me think of some of the favorite places you had. Okay, so we named a lot of them. We could have named a lot more, which is totally cool. So parents, just think about it. We had a chance as a family to go to these places that's in the Bible. Okay, so Andrea, out of all those places that we went, what are some of the most, maybe your favorite places are the most and or the most impactful?
I like the Yavashin.
Okay.
The Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
Because there they have a children's memorial, and they go through all the names of the children that were lost, and it takes them about 3 years to go through them, which is really, really impactful.
Yeah, definitely. Any other favorite places?
I liked when we got to walk through Hezekiah's tunnel.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that one.
That was cool.
That was a favorite. So,
even now, Mom about tripped.
Oh, Mom said leave her out of the podcast. So Hezekiah's tunnel during the siege, during Hezekiah's reign, they built this tunnel outside so they could bring water in and you get to walk through it, which is pretty cool. You need water shoes, right? Addison, what about you?
My favorite and the most impactful for me was the vineyard because it got burnt down. And then normally it'd be there's no way it would be able to grow back, but God said it would, and it is grown back.
Yeah. So that I was hoping you would say that because that was our first stop. It was in Bethel, which is where Jacob had the dream of the ladder, Jacob's ladder. It was also, do you remember the other story that took place there?
The place where the kids got ate by the bear?
Yeah, so this used to be the forest that the bears came out of, that when the kids made fun of the prophet being bald, that the bears came out and ate the kids. So that was our first stop. And you mentioned, so it was a vineyard, and all around it was barren. And so this was in the area called Judea, Samaria. And you remember the verse that was read in the middle of that vineyard? It was Jeremiah 31:5 that said, in the hills of Samaria, again, there'll be vineyards. And the owner of the vineyard read that when we were there. Do you remember what you told me on the bus when we got back?
I told you that if we brought everyone in the world who didn't believe to there and read that verse, that they would believe.
Yeah. One of my favorite moments of the trips, that idea of it was multiple things, because there's the prophecy being being fulfilled, right? We were in the middle of it. It's like we're in the middle of the Bible going on. But something you said earlier also to me, Addie, is that you said that, seeing all these things, you might can say it better, but you talked about how it helped you see the Bible. Do you remember?
It was all the things that read in the Bible seemed like too good to be true. But then when I went there, I realized that it was actually true.
That is awesome. Thank you. I was so hoping you'd share that. I didn't know if you would. Andrea, you mentioned Yad Vashem, which is kind of the new thing. We saw a lot of these old places, but part of our trip was seeing like what had happened in Israel since Jews had come back into the land after the Holocaust. So that was the Holocaust Museum. You mentioned the Dead Sea Scrolls. So what was it about the Dead Sea Scrolls that was cool to you?
That they were able to find like proof of the Bible so like long ago.
Yeah, yeah. That was really cool. And so, but Andrew, you said earlier, I got hung up on the Dead Sea Scroll question because I forgot we talked about that. But you said Yad Vashem was one of your favorites. So that's the Holocaust Museum. So talking about some of the things that we got to see that were after Jews had returned back to the land and Israel became a state. So Dead Sea Scrolls, they found that during that time. We got to see some camps there from when people returned back. But what was so special about Yad Vashem? You mentioned the Children's Memorial, but what I really stuck out to me with you about it was when we were done and we're standing outside the museum in that garden. Do you remember that? You know what I'm talking about?
They had trees there, which people that helped Jews and protected a lot of lives during the Holocaust, they had trees to remember them. And I wanted our family to have a tree.
Yeah, that's probably one of my... my two favorite moments was what Addie said and that you pulled us aside. So they have these trees planted. They call it for the righteous among the nations, Gentiles, non-Jews, who stood in the gap or stood with Israel during the Holocaust. And Andrew, like you said, you pulled us all together and said, Dad, I hope as a family we would have a tree. What led you to say that?
I wanted you guys to think, like, do you want a tree?
And it was a challenge. It was a challenge. I mean, that was like this perfect application after seeing that. Addie, do you have any other special places that from the trip?
The Jordan River.
The Jordan River. That's the second time you've mentioned it, so I kind of thought maybe it was special to you. What made that so special?
Because I got baptized in it.
That's awesome. What happened maybe before that?
On the bus ride there, got saved.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the highlight. And so the night before, we're at Sea of Galilee in the hotel, and we're talking about we're going to the Jordan River. And, you know, it's just a cool thing to get in the water. But one thing we were talking about is it needed to be real. It's not just getting in the water, and that baptism's not the point of salvation, but it is our putting our faith in Christ. And because we had that conversation and what God was doing to Addie's heart, she gave her life to Christ there on the bus and got baptized. I got to baptize you there in the Jordan River. Andrew, the Jordan River meant something to you as well.
I decided to take a next step into faith.
Really cool. It just shows the impact that trip had on our lives, and we're still talking about it a year later. Okay, girls, one more question. Why should kids go to Israel? Andrew?
Because just when you walk there, you feel Jesus. Sometimes when you really want to get close to him, you have to pray, you have to shut yourself up and really be with him. But as soon as you step off that plane, you're there with him, and everything you do, everything you see, God's there. And it helps your faith get stronger and to realize what Jesus has done.
Incredible. Addie, you got something?
To go there because it'll help you learn more about God.
So true. Girls, y'all have been awesome. Y'all have earned that pineapple whip today and a good lunch. So we'll do that next. So I end each episode encouraging parents listening to subscribe to the podcast, to follow on Facebook and other social media, and to share. Do you think they ought to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to subscribe.
Subscribe to my daddy's podcast.
There you go. Take their advice. You've been listening to Stand Firm Parents. Stand Firm Parents is a production of Stand Firm Ministries in partnership with LifeWord Studios, created by Jake McCandless and Brandon Harrington of Dime Collective. Again, thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe, share, and most importantly, stand firm.